The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
So Ireland joined in the global action by school children today. Secondary school students all over the country joined the global Fridays for Future protests, which have been inspired, of course, by the 16-year-old Swede Greta Thunberg. Let's just hear a little bit what she had to say recently when she went to the United Nations COP24 climate change talks.
My name is Greta Thunberg. I am 15 years old and I'm from Sweden. If a few children can get headlines all over the world just by not going to school, then imagine what we could all do together if we really wanted to. We have not come here to beg world leaders to care. You have ignored us in the past and you will ignore us again. We have run out of excuses and we are running out of time. We have come here to let you know that change is coming, whether you like it or not.
That was Greta Thunberg speaking there. Okay, we have three people to speak with us here. We have our regular columnist, environmental journalist John Gibbons. We have his daughter Sophie as well, who is a transition year student in a Dublin secondary school. Thank you very much, Sophie, for joining us. And we also have, I've got to go to Cork first, Tamara Henshi, who is a student of Cork's Educate Together Secondary School. Mara, thank you very much for joining us today. Now tell us, why did you and all of your classmates get involved in the Cork protest today?
Well, we think it's such an important issue that we need to be taking action on now. And we felt that the government wasn't really doing much and wasn't cooperating with us. There was a lack of political will from them. So then we just decided to take action for ourselves, even though it is sad that they're not doing their jobs and we have to do it for them. But it's what we've come to. So.
But yeah. What do you want governments to do? What do you want the Irish government to do specifically? Because it will argue, yet yes, it is engaged in actions to combat climate change.
Well, I don't think they're engaged at all. I think there's a lack of motivation, lack of political will. They don't want to face the issue because they feel like that they won't be around when they face the consequences of it. So. Basically, there's many things we can do, the government can do. We thought of six demands that we want for them, and we presented them in the Dáil when we went to see a few TDs last week.
And what are those demands? What in particular would you like to see government do?
Yeah, so we had a major vote on which ones were the most popular and the most urgent amongst students. And the six demands were that the government ensures all fossil fuels are left on the ground, and should not allow any new fossil fuel infrastructure to be built. Number two is the government declares a climate emergency and communicates the severity of the ecological crisis to the general public and reforms primary and post-primary education systems and addresses the need for ecological literacy. The next one was that the government makes transitioning to a CO2 neutral society socially fair so that no one's really struggling in result of the transition. Next one was that they implement the recommendations given by the Citizens Assembly. The next one was to create and enforce stronger regulations on corporations that are causing the climate crisis. And the last one was for them to implement a Green New Deal and ensures that after people leave school, all young people in Ireland can have livelihoods that don't damage the earth.
Okay, stay on the line there, please, Mara. John Gibbons is with us. John is a regular on this programme over many years, environmental issues. As an old fellow, John, how much of an encouragement was it to you to see so many students today taken to the streets?
I was absolutely blown away, Matt, today. As you say, I'm an old stager on this particular stump, and I have never seen, first of all, we've never seen the numbers. We reckon the biggest ever environmental march in Ireland happened for the Copenhagen conference in 2009, tops 5,000 people. Now, what we know about today, we reckon there were 10,000 people on the street today. Now,
that's in Dublin alone,
in Dublin. And the energy, the enthusiasm, the postering, the general buzz was like something I've never experienced, and I've been on lots of these, and sometimes, Matt, they feel like slightly funereal affairs, but there was a great sense today, both of carnival but also of deadly urgency, and I kind of feel leadership here has almost skipped a generation, Matt.
Okay, and I don't want in any way to sound cynical by putting this question to you, and given that I had three of my own teenagers on the march in Dublin today, but, and this certainly doesn't apply to them, how much of it though that for some students actually was a day out of school rather than being a sincere, genuine belief in what was going on?
I suppose I don't think so. Again, I can only gauge it by the energy and enthusiasm that I saw and that myself and Sophie encountered today. And these are not people on the DOS or people who didn't know what was going on. These were people who, for example, had probably spent hours doing up their posters. So, you know, you don't do that if you want to go on the DOS. In fact, if you want to go on the DOS into town, you probably don't even show up to the march at all. So I think, you know, and I've heard it said, oh, you know, they're just on school and why don't they have their strike on Saturday and so on. This kind of stuff. Again, it's cynical. It really is. And I know you don't mean to be cynical, Matt, but it's a cynical, lazy view that says, you know, it'll be grand, leave it to the adults. And what we've found and what you and I have talked about over the years is we adults have done a terrible, terrible job. We've left Sophie's generation, the generation of the kids that were on the street today, we've left them with unpayable ecological debts. It's got to stop.
Sophie, I'd imagine you've grown up with this with your dad, given that he is an environmental journalist and he has been on these issues from even before you were born.
Yeah.
But do you find with your friends, is there a growing awareness, is there a growing interest in these environmental issues in relation to climate change and the way that we have to live?
Yeah, definitely. A lot of my friends are very aware of it and we'd have discussions about it in school.
And what sort of things do you discuss? What sort of things do you want to change?
Well, we want to change how we think about it and like how we'll act on it. And
how much of that comes out of personal responsibility? Because I'm taking this as an example today. There was a report by the Ellen MacArthur Foundation in relation to how companies tackle plastic pollution, just as one example. Apparently Coca-Cola uses 3 million tons of plastic packaging in 1 year. And it's far from alone in being a company that uses that much. And how much do we need consumers to put the likes of the Coca-Colas under pressure that we won't buy your products unless you actually provide for recycling?
Yeah, I think so. I think, Matt, I think you're on the right track there. There's been a tendency in the climate issue to focus on individual virtue, and it has its role. But the reality is that this is, while what you saw today was a bottom-up movement on the streets, what we need is top-down, scalable actions. And where this starts is in the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Climate Change. And the students, the young people today, were banging on the gates of Dáil Éireann and saying, you need to listen to us. The people that were there today, Matt, a lot of them are going to be voting in the next couple of years. And the politicians need to be aware this generation they're going to vote on environmental issues. They can bet your bottom dollar on that. They're going to vote on the things that matter to them. And this matters to them. And I heard, for example, Richard Bruton, who's, you know, the climate action minister, this morning he referred to climate change as a global problem. Sure, but he is not the global climate minister. He's the Irish climate minister.
And indeed, Mara Henshi back in Cork, and go to you. It strikes me that everybody has to get involved, be it individuals and families, be it companies, be it governments, that it's not something that anyone can leave to everyone else to deal with if they don't take a certain degree of responsibility personally as well.
Yeah, that's totally right. I mean, this issue doesn't apply to a certain amount of people. This applies to all of us. We're all going to be living with the consequences of climate change, whether we like it or not. So we all have to kind of get involved, no matter who we are, and try and stop it.
Will you continue in this campaign? Now, will you and your friends, rather than just sort of leaving it sit after today, will you get involved in other ways in the future?
Completely, yeah. We don't want to lose momentum, and we shouldn't stop unless proper action is taken. So we're hoping to plan some more days like this, some global ones and some national ones, where we really just protest on the streets and try and get all our frustration out.
Sophie, do you think that adults get it? Do you think that the politicians are really interested, that they will react to the protest today and any other protests that may take place?
I think after today, they really will see that they need to make a difference. They need to change how they're going about it. And they'll probably listen to us after today because of the like numbers that turned up today. There were so many and they had so many strong strong views on it, and they had many speeches that were really, really passionate about it. And I think they really will listen to us after today.
I hope so. It's something we intend, and I think we've been trying to give more time in recently on this programme to environmental issues. We even had John on you recently with Eamon Ryan debating nuclear power, which is something that is very rarely spoken about in this country. And there are other issues that we hope to give more time to in the future, because it certainly strikes me. I'll just go back to you, Mira Henshi, and this just to finish out. You know, the adults are all worried about Brexit and issues like that. But knowing from talking to my own teenagers and their friends, the issue they're talking about is the long-term sustainability of the planet. It's climate change seems to be the dominant political issue that your generation is talking about.
It should be, because it's going to affect us most. And all these other issues, of course, they're important, but this needs to be dealt with now, and it needs to be dealt with well. And if we don't, then we're going to face extremely severe consequences of it. So this is what we need to act now of all times, because if we don't act now, we may not be able to act ever.
Mara Henshi, Sophie Gibbons, John Gibbons, thank you all very much for joining us here on The Last Word on Today FM.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.